On September 7, in 1936, the last Tasmanian tiger passed away in Hobart Zoo. That was the inspiration for National Threatened Species Day. Emily Gremens spoke to environmental crusaders about why our native wildlife is under threat.
Australia's native animals are pretty unique, but they're also victim to a number of habitat changes and other threats. Threatened Species Day tries to highlight how close we are to losing some of our native breeds. Al Mucci is president of the Zoo and Aquarium Association of Queensland.
In the last 200 years, we've lost 25 mammal species, extinct, gone, like the Tasmanian tiger. I'm ashamed to be Australian to know that we've got one of the highest extinction rates on the planet. And we are a modern country, you know, and we can't say what we've got.
He was in Brisbane's Queen Street Mall with a number of wildlife groups for the day's celebrations.
Have animals that are going extinct and put them in front of people's faces so they know what they're losing, and try to encourage to build empathy with these animals, like the bilby, like the Tasmanian devil, like the sugar glider, and even some of the bats that are out there. So we've got nearly 21 exhibitors here today. So we've got everyone from SeaWorld here with some sea turtles, to Australia Zoo with Tassie devils, to Dreamworld with bilbies. Echidnas, dingoes, koalas, you name it, there's an array of native Australian wildlife on show.
Louise Saunders is president of Bat Conservation and Rescue Queensland. She says with habitat destruction and food difficulties, bat numbers are under stress.
We're seeing flowering plants not flower at certain times when the bats expect them to. We're having starvation events and it's mainly about habitat loss and not having the food plants to keep them going, because they are nectar and a rainforest plant fruit specialist.
She's especially concerned about the recent re-legalisation of bat culling in Queensland.
They have decided to return damage mitigation permits for orchardists to kill a limited number of flying foxes each fruit growing season, and they've actually put that quota at about 10,500 animals. That's a lot of animals, because we know that even though there's the legal killing, there has to be illegal killing as well, and we're just a bit worried about, we know that there's a lot of staff cuts, and we just want to make sure that those damage mitigation permits are actually going to be policed as well.
Cousin of the Tasmanian tiger, the Tasmanian devil, is one of our most at-risk species. Devil facial tumour disease has wiped out so much of the population, they were officially declared extinct in 2008. Dr. Rodrigo Hamedi from the University of Tasmania has been leading research into the disease.
Devil facial tumour disease, as the name suggests, is a cancer. So this is the only 100% lethal infectious cancer. Obviously, being a cancer, we don't have a cure, we don't have a treatment for it, as we don't have for human cancer, we don't have for this. So it's quite a significant threat for the species.
He says it's hard to estimate how long the devil has.
15 years ago, before the outbreak of this epidemic, Tasmanian devils were common, and 15 years afterwards, which is not a lot of time when you consider we had between 100 and 150,000 devils in the state, it's a rough estimate. And in 15 years, we've lost 80% of that. So if we predict the same decline at the same speed, of course, we're not far away from extinction.
Shane Flanagan is supervisor at the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital.
Oh, well, obviously the number one thing is continual removal of their habitat. Even if it's one tree at a time, it's death by a thousand cuts. One thing that I don't understand, we're really hammering this carbon business at the moment. We're really, really talking about the carbon issue. But every tree we take out, those trees are a carbon sink. They take up the carbon that we pump out. So why are we removing trees when we're going on about carbon?